All right, welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Earl Ingram, guest hosting for Maggie today. You can join me every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at 540 a.m. WAUK. And so today I'm dedicating these 2 hours to the life and legacy of Jimmy Carter. Our phone lines are open again at 855-752-4842. Let's go to Bob from Waukesha. Good morning to you, Bob. You say what?
Thank you for dedicating this show to Jimmy Carter. There's two things. I read a long time ago that Reagan's people, before he got into the presidency, went over to Iraq and asked them to release the hostages after he got elected.
That's true.
So wouldn't get credit.
That's true.
Another thing is, one of the big reasons Carter had so much trouble with his presidency is because his own party was against him. Because he ran in the primary. It was Teddy Kennedy's turn.
Yes, sir.
They wanted Kennedy in. And he ran in the primary and beat Teddy Kennedy. And that was why he was fighting his own party. They did everything they could to make him look bad.
Bob, you're on point with all of that. And the reason that I, didn't give it a second thought because of that man, his life, his sacrifice. Listen, I've been married to the same woman for 43 years. He was married to Rosalynn for 78 years.
Yes, he was.
Bob, come on, man. Just a great man.
He was. Another thing, you remember, you know Bob Anson, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, when we were fighting for our pension, there was a lot of hard feelings among Teamsters because Carter deregulated the trucking industry. And that is part and parcel what meant the demise of our pension. Because of all the trucking companies, at one time, we had probably 20, 25 common carriers in Milwaukee. Now we have about, that are union. Now we have about 3 or 4. And the only reason Carter deregulated the trucking industry, because Teddy Kennedy hated the Teamsters. He figured it was the Teamsters that took out his brother Jack, and he wanted to do whatever he could to ruin the Teamsters, and he did a good job.
Hey, Bob, I wish I had more time, man. Thank you very much for speaking up about that great man, Jimmy Carter. I really appreciate you and respect you for that. Let's go to Jill from Pewaukee. Hey, good morning to you. Oh, good afternoon to you, Jill. You say what?
First of all, I want to say it's an honor to speak with you because I'm a long-time listener to your show, and I really appreciate everything that you do.
Thank you.
Second of all, I want to kind of support Cam's call a little bit. President Carter was the model of humanitarianism, but he also was believed in democracy for everyone.
Yes.
So on the global stage, he and the Carter Center, one of their important functions was to monitor elections abroad. And he even probably helped to avoid revolution in Nicaragua by monitoring that election and convincing then President Daniel Ortega that he, in fact, did not win the election and that he should step down for the good of his people, which he did, which is an amazing feat for anyone to be able to convince someone to give up power that way. And so I think what Cam was saying was that he, through his work monitoring elections through the Carter Center, he probably has more credibility than anyone I can think of monitoring our own election. The Carter Center offered to monitor our recent elections to ensure that they were being run properly. So I was unaware that President Carter said that there was cheating in that 2016 election. But I do agree with Cam that that was an important function that President Carter did for our country and for the world. And if that was his conclusion, we probably do need to take that seriously.
You know, Jill, and maybe I misunderstood Cam, and so I apologize for that. I'm just a person who knows of the work of that man. And there are people who are looking right now to destroy his legacy. And, you know, it's never going to be destroyed if I'm anywhere around, because I'm going to push back with facts. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Tom from Sun Prairie. Good morning. Good afternoon to you, Tom. How you doing, sir?
This is Lyle from the town of Sun Prairie.
Okay, all right.
You on?
Yeah, go ahead, Lyle. Go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to a brief anecdote. In 1976, Jimmy Carter was running in the Wisconsin primary, and in fact, that became the tilting point that got him in. But I was also running in a state assembly primary at Stevens Point, and I knew he was going to be coming for a speech, so I staged myself in the middle of the steps going up, and a photographer at the bottom and a photographer at the top, so I could get a photograph that I could use for later campaign literature of me with Jimmy Carter. Carter comes up, I reached out my hand, he gave his big smile, I held his hand, I looked down, I looked up, and thought we had everything perfectly. And then we get the photos back, and on each time they caught Jimmy Carter's smile in the back of my head. So I never had a usable photograph to use in my own campaign for the assembly.
Well, you know, just such a humble man, right?
Oh, he was wonderful, and he was quick-witted. On that one, the former governor, Lee Dreyfus, was chancellor, and he's introducing him at the speech. And they'd been a mix-up, and they'd canceled the speech a couple of days before. And in the introduction, Dreyfus says, "Well, I think Mr. Carter heard that my middle name was Sherman. And with the reputation Sherman has in the state of Georgia, he wouldn't come." And Carter gets up and said, "Well, Dr. Dreyfus, that's absolutely true. But then I found out that your first name was Lee, so we scheduled it."
You know, he had a sense of humor.
He did.
Jimmy Carter clearly had a sense of humor.
And he was quick-witted.
Yes, he really.
You know, because later on I saw Chancellor Dreyfus and I said, you know, did the two of you set that up? And he said, no. You know, just spontaneous on my part and his.
You know, I really appreciate the story. And, you know, anytime, you know, people can talk about that great man, I'm honored to be sitting here and allow you to tell the story. Thank you very much, man. Let's keep spreading the word about the great Jimmy Carter. Let's go to Jim from Brookfield. Good morning to you. Oh, I'll get it right, man. Good afternoon. Yeah, man. Hey,
good
man.
Afternoon, boy. Hey, that's quite the habit of saying good morning.
When you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, you're used to saying morning. But go ahead.
Exactly. No, and I think it's most appropriate to dedicate the show to President Carter, great man. I just want to say a quick personal anecdote. I'd say around the early 2000s, he was up in West Bend at a Walmart of all places for a book signing. And they made it clear it was a limited time, I think from like 5 to 6. He was only going to sign during that hour. I got there early. There was a huge line, you know, probably more than 1,000 people. And this, you knew he was in the building when the Secret Service people started showing up with their suits and their earphones and whatnot,
right.
And they were looking at the crowd. I'm thinking, how is this guy going to sign all these books? Because I was probably number 600 in line or something, but I give the guy credit. he was going through them rapid fire. You know, you could not hand anything to the president. They gave him the book and then they handed it to you. But as it went through the line and I was, you know, in front of him, I said, "Thank you for coming to Wisconsin, Mr. President. What do you think of our state?" And without missing a beat, you know, he's signing and signing. He said, "I always enjoy coming to Wisconsin." And he says, "I always make sure I have a brat." And, you know, shows his sense of humor. And, you know, he did engage. So I can honestly say I spoke to the man, but it was a pleasure to see him and to have a brief interaction with him. But, boy, he signed these books. I think, Earl, he signed 1,000 of them probably within an hour. It was remarkable.
You know, Jim, the spirit of him, the essence of who he was, he wore that on his sleeve. He was not a person that, you know, that walked away or hid. He was available. He made himself available to people. He was a people person. For heaven's sakes, here's a guy who was a former president of the United States out all over this nation and all over the world building houses with average people. He took his hammer and nails and got busy, him and Rosalynn Carter. And they dedicated their lives to building those things. For heaven's sakes, even in his 90s, he was still helping to build homes.
He was a remarkable man, no doubt about it. And it's most appropriate that you're covering him during this time period because he will be missed. And unfortunately, politicians like him are few and far between nowadays. I hope his legacy, I did hear this morning that under his administration, he started the Department of Education and Department of Energy, which we know are two departments that are under the microscope. So I hope his legacy is not at all diminished.
Hey, Jim, thank you very much for the story, man. Really appreciate it. 855-752-4842. My name is Earl Ingram. I'm the morning show host of the Earl Ingram Show. You know, and I'm a guest hosting for Maggie Dawn. There was no choice for me of what I was going to talk about in these 2 hours. When I found out on Sunday afternoon that Jimmy Carter, you know, had finally crossed over, I had already had some guests lined up for my show this morning, and I certainly didn't want to take 10 or 15 minutes to talk about this man, this giant of a man who had a heart as soft as any human being that has ever lived. And so I wanted to make sure that at least from my perspective, the Jimmy Carter that I've known, watched, and witnessed for the better part of 50, 60 years of my life, that story be told. And so when people who we know are going to, you know, ridicule him, just remember that anybody who's ridiculing Jimmy Carter is ridiculing a man who's attempted to walk in the footsteps of Christ. I didn't say he was Christ, but he attempted to walk in those footsteps, and he dedicated his life to that, he and his wife. 855-752-4842. I'm Earl Ingram and guest hosting for Maggie Dawn on the Maggie Dawn Show.